So today I thought we would talk about nightly prayers, Salat al-Layl. Disclaimer, you don't need to be a mystic to perform Salat al-Layl. You don't need to be a prophet, you don't need to be an imam, you don't need to be Imam Khomeini or Ayatollah Khamenei or Ayatollah Behjet. It's something that we can all do. It's not this huge task that is unachievable because you have to reach some sort of spiritual level to be able to observe it. It's not like that at all. It's simpler than you think, and it's actually fun. I don't know which club do you guys belong to, whether you're the all-nighters club and you stay awake till suhoor and then you eat and then you snooze, or you actually have a life and you stay awake all day and you do all the normal things that you usually do during the day and you have to sleep at night. Either is fine, depending on your schedule and your lifestyle, and it's, you know, it's a state of lockdown anyway, so I think we can all afford to stay awake during the night. This holy month is filled with so much bounty and blessings that if we get it right, no pressure, but if we get it right, that rahmah, that mercy, that specific, exclusive VIP mercy that we can receive in this month will last us throughout the year. And we will see it manifest in our lives in the most spectacular ways. And inshallah, it can help us deal with so much anxiety and stress and restlessness and sleeplessness and locked D depression that we're facing, especially since 2020. So nightly vigils. The whole thing basically has 11 units. You can look up the proper instructions in, usually in the Rasail of the Ulama and the Maraji'. It's there in Mafatih al-Janan. You can even Google it because, you know, 21st century and all. But if you think to yourself that, wow, it's 11 units, I'm kind of struggling with my obligatory prayers here, people, let's keep it real. I totally get you, not judging, safe place, I understand. I was like this too when I was training to be a Jedi. Here are a few tricks, if you want to call it that, that I'd like to share with you guys today and remind myself of it. We can break it down. Like all things, it's very, very important for us to start with baby steps. I know that we can get really excited about how bountiful Shahr Ramadan is and we want to collect as many good deeds and points as we can and bonus so we can go to the next level and whatnot, but it's really easy to get overwhelmed after a while. And when Shahr Ramadan is over and we fall back into our normal lives, we feel like, oh my God, I can't maintain what I structured and established for myself during Ramadan. Am I a bad person? I don't have that momentum anymore, and it's like I'm drifting away and I'm such a disappointment. We don't want that to happen to any of us, God forbid. So baby steps is really, really important and crucial here. What we can do is actually what Rasulullah did, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His Eminence, which is the greatest, he's the greatest role model any Muslim or any human being actually can have, as Allah has said in the Quran, uswatun hasana, right? His Eminence would sleep early at night, wake up after a few hours, perform two units, go back to sleep, wake up again, perform another two units, go back to sleep, and so on and so forth. And the closer he got to Fajr, the longer he would spend awake to observe the last three units, which are the most important units of nightly vigils or Salat al-Layl. We can do that too, and since we're awake anyway, we can break our fast, chill with the family, vibe, watch a, I don't know, a sitcom or something to unwind, and then we can go perform two rak'ah, right? Come back, have a snack, have a drink, have your protein shake, go back, another two rak'ah. And then so on and so forth. And when you're getting closer to suhoor, maybe half an hour before Fajr, just to give yourself enough time to eat. That's also important. You want to spend those magical hours, the ashar of Shahr Ramadan, talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the last three units of nightly vigils. The awesome thing about Salat al-Layl is that you can spend the qunut speaking to God in whatever language you want. Or don't even speak, just hold your hands up to the sky and think. Think about think about all the pain you've been through throughout the year, all the hurt, all those moments that you felt like, God, this is rock bottom. I can't make it through this pandemic. I can't make it through lockdown. I can't make it through 2020. I don't even know the anxiety you felt toward 2021, what the future holds, the separation and the anxiety of being far away from your loved ones and your families. I haven't seen my family in 2 years now. All of that, just talk to God about it. You don't have to ask Him about for huge events of your life or talk about the hereafter, make it all complicated. Start with making it really personal. Tell God about your worries, about your struggles, as if you're talking to a friend. Just vibe with Him, because God knows He's been waiting all year to listen to you, and He misses you so much. I know that I'm sort of romanticizing Shahr Ramadan here, but I really feel when we look at all the ahadith, especially the ahadith Qudsi, that Allah talks about how much He yearns for His servant to come back to Him, how much He longs for His servant to call His name, how excited, at a loss for a better word, He gets when someone says, Ya Rab, oh my Lord. When we really think about those things and how much Allah really, really loves us and how much He looks forward to talking to us, that gives us more motivation to try to connect with Him during those hours, right? So inshallah ta'ala, even if you can't do it throughout the entire 30 days, once a week, totally fine. 3 times during this Ramadan with the intention of increasing it next year, also okay. Just make the intention to create that connection between yourself and your Lord, and you will see how much happier you will feel this year, inshallah ta'ala. Thank you so very much for being with me today. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.